Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station.
This is Mr. Clapton bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Toffer Grant, CEO and founder of PEX Cards. PEXCARD.com is the website. It's all about prepaid cards, right, Toffer?
Yes, sir. Prepaid cards for business.
And so in the previous segment, we were talking about the cash flow issues that companies deal with. They have to manage their cash. One of the things about a prepaid card, though, Toffer, that I'm concerned about is that if I give you a prepaid, if I have three people hitting the road, and I give them each a prepaid card, well, that's tying up the cash on that card for that period of time, isn't it? Is that what's going on?
It is and it isn't. It's no different, really, than if you had offered them a cash advance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Or put funds into a petty cash box.
Right.
The money's going to be spent, and regardless of whether you pay it now or pay it in 20 or 30 days when the credit card statement comes, the simple fact is the money is due.
Right.
And as a cash management tool, we don't secure the funds or require any additional money to be held as a security deposit. We say that if you want to spend $100, then you need to have $100 in your account, just like you would a checking account.
So how does a card like yours work? Tell us how someone would do business with you, and how do your cards work? How would your card work? How is your card different than a prepaid card that I might get from the bank or somebody else, a debit card I get from somebody else?
Yeah, so the main difference is, I think, so terminology-wise, the word prepaid often refers to consumer cards.
Right.
And cards that people get paid on as an alternative to a checking account. And we operate much differently than that. The only thing that we share in common is the word prepaid. You think about our service more as another type of checking account or another type of bank account. Businesses place funds on deposit, so they'll put a lump sum of maybe $5,000 or $10,000 into the account. And they log into our online tool to see who has a card and then mm-hmm. to also add funds to particular cards.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the card balances are separate and segregated from mm-hmm. this main repository of money.
Right.
So think of it as your virtual petty cash box.
Right.
And you're debiting out of that virtual petty cash box to give spending to folks on a denominated basis according to what you want.
So if I'm your employee, the card that you give me, I may keep that card for a long time till it wears out, right?
For as long as you work for me.
The cash available is controlled back at the console, basically at the hub,
on the
right?
Website.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that can be controlled either through a mobile app that you put on your Android or iOS device,
right?
Or through your web browser, and that's exactly right. So if I send
two guys out, and I give both of them $500 for their expenses, and one guy gets out for a while and says, "Hey, I've got to come back. The customer canceled or whatever." And the other one says, "Hey, I've got to buy an extra part. I didn't think I need. You could go to the website and move part of the one guy's budget over to the other guy's budget."
That's absolutely correct.
Over the card. Okay, and so it's all
For the guy who didn't actually do anything, you can back the $500 off his card and bring his balance back to zero.
Right.
And redirect that money for other use at another time. And I think that your example is a really good one, because what it does is it opens up the dialogue between the employee and the boss to say, hey, you know, this part's going to cost a little more money. Now the boss can say, well, why is it going to cost more money? What are you, you're buying the platinum edition instead of the bronze edition? We don't need the platinum edition.
Right.
And so it creates a dialogue. So again, back to the authority of spending cash flow versus making a decision about putting that full decision making process on the employee.
Right.
Creates that dialogue. Yeah.
Right.
And the tool also has features that limit where the card can be used. So that $500 is not just a free for all that the employee can go wild with. You can set it up so that it's yes for gas and for retail stores, but no for
beer or whatever.
And restaurants and things like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
And the system will automatically decline any purchases that you don't.
Do I have to deposit cash with you, or can I connect you to my another funding method, like a credit card, like an American Express or something like that? Can I do that?
No credit. We don't accept any credit.
So you're going to require me to make a cash deposit with you.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It's up to you how much you want to do. We don't.
Right.
We don't tell you how much you have.
I understand.
To have.
I understand. Okay. No, I just want to make that one point. All right. So it's pexcard.com. Tuffer Grand is the founder, the CEO. Check him out and see if they can help you. I'm sure he's got some good ideas on cash management as well. Tuffer, good job today. Congratulations on your company. Good luck to you, and come back and report in to us in a while and see how things are going.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Tuffer Grant, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.